Wednesday, Parshas Yisro, Shir Nomeis.
Here at least here on the Gemara and Daf Zayin Omed Aleph, right before the two dots. Does everyone have a pen? Yeah, we're good. Pen or pencil, here we go. So we saw Rava. Rava's not Rava's. Rava's going to now ask us a Shaila, but this is not our first time being introduced to Rava. Rava is the one who told us the bottom of Vamad Bey is the top of Zayin Amad Aleph. Tain Manala Plainiv Akadashin Lechon Mekadash Medin Arev. That was Rava. And then we spoke about Mekadash Medin Evid Kanani. Then we spoke about Mekadash Medin Shneim. Now Rava has a quandary. He doesn't even know if this one works or not. Boy Rava, Hey Lechmana Vakadashin Lechon Mahu. What's the din, says Rava? He's not sure. Says the Gemara. Comes along Rav Hamnuna Marzutra Bereder Rav Papa and says Mekudeshes, and the Gemara didn't know what it meant. Rashi seems to say that this Havamina was D-O-A, which means it wasn't really a good Havamina. The Gemara thought he meant Mekudeshes Medin Arev. Rashi and the Meiri seem to say that there's other issues aside from what the Gemara brings up. A Mishnah, it doesn't even work for us, the whole concept. But at the same time, this is what the Gemara is saying, that maybe it works Mekudeshes Medin, I said Arev, sorry, Agav, Midin Agav. That what it works, the Isha is giving him the Pruta, and she's being makna herself to Zamin with the Pruta. Together with the Pruta, he's being kind of the Isha also, says the Gemara. Is that really going to work? How in the world does that work? That would mean that the money, which is tantamount to Metaltlin, which we would call Nechasim Sheh, the money is Nechasim Sheh, Ein Lam Achrayis, is going to cause you to be kind of Nechasim Sheyesh Lam Achrayis. He says Nechasim Sheyesh Lam Achrayis. Is that true? Nechasim Sheyesh Lam Achrayis or Nikin Nechasim Sheyesh Lam Achrayis? Is that the way Agav works? You give the money and you get also the karka, or you give the metaltlin to get the... No! Ibcha, we learned the other way around. You give karka, you can get metaltlin. That was the Gemara. I'll call upon him. The Gemara seems to be saying that this Isha, what would her status be? What do we call this Isha? If we want to give her a status, Nechasim Sheh Yesh Lemachrayis. Why is an Isha Nechasim Sheh Yesh Lemachrayis? What is the classic example of Nechasim Sheh Yesh Lemachrayis? What's the vintage example of that? Karka. Karka is real estate. Right? So, it's Isha also Chazir, says Rashi. You know why? Says Rashi, because, why is Isha called that? Adam hukash lekarko is tichsivis nechaltim oisom lereshes achuza. Not because it's, not mitzad atzma is Isha considered to be nechasim sheh yesh lemachayis, but it's hukish. That means it's linked to that. There's a hekish of v'his nechaltim oisom, which means you can inherit them. His nechaltim oisom lereshes achuza. It's just like every other, what's a classic inheritance? Karka. Achuza is your inheritance, is your land. Achuza, right? There are projects in Yerushalayim called Achuza. That means that's your land. So you inherit your slaves like you inherit your land. Slaves are people. You see, people are hukash lekarka. That's what Rashi says. Comes again, Toisvis, and Toisvis says, absolutely not. I disagree with Rashi. What does Toisvis say? That the din of hukash lekarka is exclusively who? Avodim. The pasuk is talking about Eved. Eved is hukish lekarka. It's not that Adam is hukish lekarka. This that Rashi brings the pasuk that it says Satzitoy says Imkay. Habalei nechasim sheish lemachayis pirish bekunchus. The Adam hukish lekarka. The chesiv chatam ha'isul nereshes achuzah bekolsha. The ikur gabe Eved. Chesiv be Eved. Avol ben charin lo yiskish. The only time that we see it is by Dmei Alai, where it's din is like an Eved, Yisrael Beperakam and Sanhedrin. Therefore, Tosis rejects Rashi. So first of all, we had said in Rashi that maybe in Echadami, this whole Havamina was DOA. If it's a DOA, you're right, you could have knocked me off over there, you could have knocked me off over here. The whole thing is really not such a great Havamina, maybe. But comes along the Shach and says the Shach, Rashi holds, no, that Ben Chorin is also Hukish Lekarka. Adam is Hukish Lekarka. He says the Hekish is in the Guf. Is there a difference between the Guf of an Eved and the Guf of an Adam? The same Guf, right? Two legs, two arms, nose and a mouth. Two ears, two, the same thing, same goof. So the goof of the Eved is Hukish Lekarka. Eved, Adam, all the same thing. And Tosfos says, no, the din. Does an Eved and a Ben Chorin have the same din? No, so therefore the din of Eved is Hukish Lekarka. Not the goof of Eved is Hukish Lekarka. Is the pshat that we say that the Eved, mitzad his being is like Karka, or mitzad his din is like Karka? That's going to be Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And he says it's Machlokas Rambam and Ravid. Machlokas Rambam and Ravid in the same type of vein. The Rambam says, The Rambam says that what happens if a person's mazik someone's karka? So now he's mazik the karka. If there is a debate or a dispute of whether he's mazik, so you would have him make a shmua. The problem is ein nishboin ala karkois. You don't make a shmua on karka. But what happens if he dug holes in my karka? So now there's a discussion of whether or not the lack of karka. So I'm not saying that you owe me karka. I'm saying that you owe me money because you damaged my karka. But you owe me money. Says the Rambam. In such a case, you don't make a shavua. It's also called being nishbain on karka because the subject of the dispute is karka. Says the Ravid, what are you talking about? But what happens if I dispute whether or not you were choyvel me, whether you hit somebody, and there's a dispute if you hit him? You do make a shavua. There you do make a shavua. Why? Why don't you say also over there, you can't make a shavua because the debate is about Adam? Comes the Mega Mishnah and says, whoa, when you hit someone, who are we talking about you hitting when you have to swear? You're hitting a Ben Chayrin. There's no Sheikhist to Karka. The Rambam holds only Eved is Hukish La Karka. And the Ravid holds even Ben Chayrin is Hukish La Karka. And that's the Machlokes. Would you say the same way you don't make a shvuah on karka, you don't make a shvuah when someone is Chayvel and his friend? Well, it depends. Is a friend Hukish La Karka or not? You do. That's because he holds you make a shvua also. The Ravid saying, if the Rambam is right that you don't make a shvua on a dispute about karka, you won't make a shvua on a dispute about chavala either. Therefore, I disagree with the Rambam, being that I'm not asking for karka. When you dig holes in my karka, what am I asking for?
Money.
So he says, "Einish man al karka." It means that the shvu is on the karka. I'm not swearing on karka. I'm swearing about something that started with karka. The Rambam holds that's enough to call karka. The Rambam says, "Approved to you or not?" Because chavala. Rambam says, "Not approved. Chavala. There's no. Of course, you can make a shvu on chavala. Why not? There's nothing to do with karka."
Even if you don't have this happening, you're not makish adam the karka. So then the kinyan aga is still going to be metal.
That's what Taisa says. What you mechaven to Taisus kedar kecho b'kodesh, and you shouldn't even be embarrassed you didn't learn it because you weren't here. Everyone else should be embarrassed. That's a different story. Okay, so let's see how Taisus answers. Says Taisus. Taisus says v'nira delav dafka yesh lahem achrayis. What's pshat in the Gemara? Rashi seems to come from Gemara. Rashi usually is, that's the way Rashi works. Rosh Katan. The Gemara says yesh lahem achrayis. Finito. That's what it says. That's what it is. That's the way Rashi goes. That's in general Rashi's shita. Take things like the text literally, but. Taisus says, doesn't mean yesh lamachrayis. Lav davka yesh lamachrayis. That's Taisus's way of doing a lav davka. Lav davka yesh lamachrayis. Ela af kinami eile machrayis. Lometzino metaltalin nikna agav metaltalin. Right? Chaim David? Anyway, even if it's metaltalin, it's not going to work. Agav doesn't work metaltalin to metaltalin. So even if you want to tell me that an isha is metaltalin, but I could be kind of an isha agav money, that's metaltalin agav metaltalin. Then nechassim shein lamachrayis lo shayach bu agav. So why does our Gemara call Chasim Sheish Lamachrayis? So the Tosafot says because it looks like the Chasim Sheish Lamachrayis. It's similar. It's not. But it's doymet the Chasim Sheish Lamachrayis. Okay, that's the first teretz. Says Tosafot the second teretz Yinami Yesh Lamar. So the first teretz is one big fat lav davka. And when the Gemara said that it's considered Chasim Sheish Lamachrayis, it's lav davka doesn't mean that. What is isha metaltalin? Inami Yeshlai Mardach Ikamar Al Karchach I Isha. Now, everybody say, I'm going to need help with this. Baruch Hashem. Yogati Umatasi. Because I was having an issue with this place, so try to help me out. Inami Yeshlai Mardach Ikamar Al Karchach I Isha Niknis Agav Metaltlin. Must be. If an Isha is Niknis Agav Metalt, if that's true. Sadanami nikna agav metaltalin. It must be Sadas also nikna agav metaltalin. Shahare, kinyin kesef to isha yalfinan mi where? Mi sada kicha kicha. The main sada nikna hecha tasim be isha. Where in the world are we going to get isha niknas from? If not, we're going to learn it from sada, because that's the whole makar is from sada. So what Taisus is saying, just to explain to you. is isha nechassim sheyesh lehem achrayis. No. So why is the Gemara talking about nechassim sheyesh lehem achrayis? The Gemara is saying because if isha's koina, it must be also nechassim sheyesh lehem achrayis is koina. Because that has to be your makar. That's where you're coming from. So you're coming from there. How are you coming from there? What does karka have to do with isha? What do you mean? What does it have to do? Where do we learn the whole kedusha isha learn from? From kicha kicha mistei efron. So it's learned from sada. So if this works, it would follow that that works. So the Gemara is not categorically calling an isha nechassim sheyesh lehem achrayis. But the Gemara is saying if it's true by isha, it would follow that it would also be true by karka, which is nechassim sheyesh lehem achrayis. That's what the Gemara is doing.
Every din of isha called carries over to karka.
That we're going
to
see soon. Hold on. So let's get clear in Tosfos. In both truths of Tosfos, is an isha nechassim sheyesh lehem achrayis? No. So if you had to call an isha karka or metaltalin, what would you call it? It's really more like metaltalin. But the first teretz is lavdafka. Second teretz is, but if you're telling me an isha is nikna and agav, it must be you're learning it from sadeh. You're learning it from sadeh, just like sadeh is nikna ba'agav, isha is nikna ba'agav. Must be. And that's the Gemara's question, but it's not true. Frechter Blazer Levine, and this question is gebadet gestert. I was ve'echled by this question. What? We learn every kinyan that works by a sadeh. You learn also to isha. what's this saying over here? What does this mean? So Tosfos says, "Shari kinyan kesef di isha alfinan misada kicha kicha." Hold on, we're gonna get there. Go.
You can't learn more than sadeh. That's for sure.
Okay, but what is?
You can't buy a
soda
by
agave. Hold on a second. Can you buy a soda with bia?
No, but you can't buy a soda by agave, right?
Can you buy a soda with bia?
Yeah, but it's not shaykh.
No, you can't. Oh. So then there's another kinyan. What shaykh is? Shaykh is what? Shaykh is lakshin kugel. What does it have to do?
That's not the point.
Don't learn from Sada. Who said you learn from Sada? You're learning from Sada? You're learning every Kenyan that works. Can you be quiet?
Kesef.
This is not Kesef. This is Kesef? Agav is Kesef? Oh, says Toivi, Agav is Kesef. How is Agav Kesef? What does that mean? What do you mean? It's through the Kenyan Kesef, he says. Says Toivi, listen, and this is what I thought was trying to tell you also. Hold on a second. Let's get it straight. The issue is saying here, Kesef, and me. That's Agav. It's Agav. What? Agav, Kesef. Agav Kesef. So the Kenyan Agav is Kesef. But this echoed me. Hold on a second. Is he? What is the man doing? What is the man doing with the Kesef? He's doing a Kenyan Hagabah. He's not doing Kenyan Kesef. He's being Koina Kesef. But the Kenyan is Hagabah. The Kenyan's not. This is not Kenyan Kesef. He's Grada. The thing that he's being Koina with Kesef is Hagabah. This is not Kenyan Kesef. It happens to have the word Kesef in it. But let's get straight. The man is saying, okay, I'm going to be Koina your money with Hagabah. And now I'm going to be Koina the Isha. So if anything, it's Kenyan Hagabah. It's not Kenyan Kesef. Why is this Kenyan Kesef?
If it's a Habis, it's similar.
Similar to Kesef?
Let's use a Kesef. Also, better take a Khalifa. We take also Khalifa because it's a Kesef.
Because over here, there is. There's Kesef being used. Is that what you're saying? Even though Kesef is not.
The case could be just as easily not Kesef. Rough. It could be her getting her present.
Yeah, that would be Shabba Kesef, maybe, yeah.
Why are you asking that in Tosfos? Why are you asking that in Tosfos? The Gemara said, Aram goes to Levi, the woman gives money.
Gives money.
What does that mean, gives money? So where's Kesef? It says, the Kesef started Bia. There's no Kesef.
Ein Echanami.
So the question is on the Gemara.
What's the Havamina if it's not Kesef Shtar and Bia? So we said a Havamina that you don't need Kesef Shtar and Bia. Then a chanami, the hamin will be that it's not like the Mishnah, whatever it is. But Tosfos is saying it's going to be learnt from Sada Kicha Kicha. How could you learn from Sada Kicha Kicha? What shaykhs have to kesef? You're learning it from there? What shaykhs? So Yoni wants to say, Lamaisa, there is kesef that is here in the case, and that might be enough to put it into the Gzeresh of a Kicha Kicha. Could be. I hear that. Ramesha Feinstein says this kasha. I was bothered by this question. I found it in the Dibros Moshe. The Heiliger Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's this question. The king's Mashiach. So he wants to say like this. He wants to say the wrong thing. Don't forget, this is all wrong, right? Because it's all a havamina. Is an Isha Niknas Ba'agav? No. But if the Gemara is entertaining an Isha's Niknas Ba'agav, the Gemara must be getting it from Kicha Kicha. And if we're getting it from Kicha Kicha, that must mean that we're learning Kicha Kicha not exclusively for Kesef. And we're learning everything that you can be kind of an Isha, that you can be kind of also an Isha. And a Taka will be learned from there. And if it's learned from there, you will learn that you can be kind of Isha with Chazaka. And you will learn you can be kind of an Isha with anything that Karaka uses. That was all in the Hava Amina. At this moment, the Tosfos is lurching the entire Gemara to a Havamina that Kicha Kicha is all inclusive. The Maskana is what do you learn a Chalipin from Kicha Kicha in the Maskana? But the Havamina you would have. But all this is a Havamina. But in a Chanami, Le Maskana. Can you learn Kinyan Aga from Kicha Kicha? No. No. You can't. It was a Havamina. But this is all restructuring the entire... We were saying, the Gemara suggests you can learn Chalipin out of Kicha Kicha. How could you do that? So Tosfos says, the Gemara never really had a Havamina that you can learn all Kinyanim. Only Chalipin is Doimel Kesef, whatever that means. This is this moment, Tosfos is saying, maybe we would think to learn... It's all wrong. Don't forget, it's all only Havamina. But the Havamina is that we're going to compare Isha and Sadet totally. What? So if that's true, then you can learn Agav from Sadeh. Is can be kind of Sadeh with Agav? We think. So then you can be kind of Isha with Agav. Learn that from there.
That specific thing we learned.
Yeah, it's interesting in the Russian. I don't know what to tell you. Al Kolponim. Our boy says as follows. Limaskona. Can you be kind of an Isha with Agav. Limaskana. I want to talk. Bottom line. Let's talk. According to Rashi, can you be Kaina and Isha with Agav? Huh? No. Why not? We said yesterday. Because Kinyan Isha has nothing to do with Kinyan Mamin. And anyway, Isha is so if anything, you should be able to Kaina Agav Isha something else. You can't be Kaina Isha Agav. According to Tosfos, Nishpushit, my friends. According to Tosfos, Isha is metaltalin. So you should be able to be kind of Isha Agav Asode. Not our case. Our Gemara is talking about where you give the man money and you want to be kind of the Isha also. I have a different case. The woman gives a man karka and says, be kind of the karka and me also. The karka is nechasim sheh. Yesh lem achrayis. The Isha is nechasim sheh. Ein lem achrayis. So then she should be nikna ba'agav.
What about any of if she is karka? You can't be kind of karka, agav, karka?
Not with agav, no. No! No! It's metalplin agav karka. It should work. According to Tosfos, it should work. So, lemaisa, the halach is you can't be kind an eved with agav. Why not? Because an eved is a ben das, is naidi. He moves around, and therefore he's considered to be like we don't see him as he's not in one place. You can't connect him with a karka. You can't be koyin an eved ba'agav. You can't be koyin an isha with agav either. Our Gemara Shaila was to be koyin the isha agav the sadeh the kesef, but she's naidi l'chori. You can't be koyin her agav. It would be another reason why it wouldn't work here. What? Or if she's locked up in the house.
Tied to a tree.
The halacha is, if you lock an eved into a house, you could be kind of out of the house.
Tied to a tree.
Tied to a tree. What? Then we consider him a metaltalin. And she's locked up, you should be able to coin her agav. According to Tosfos, the chorit should work out.
Even if you say that
a woman's
a
talpus,
it's not fully
a talpus. No, still Tosfos.
It's the same as avodin. Avodin, you could be coining with agav if you lock it in a house.
No, but then still be hokish lakarka. You still have that issue.
What?
You'd still have the problem with hokish lakarka.
No, not according to Tosfos, it's not hokish lakarka. Isha's not hokish lakarka. He's just not hokish lakarka, only Evid. It's not Evid.
But
even Evid.
You can lock in a house. You can't lock a woman in a house. You don't have the right to do that.
It doesn't really have to do with locking, but it's just being there. Truth is, I don't think it has to be locked up just to be there. It could be that we'll say, Lemaskana, it's not a problem. It doesn't work. Because we said this whole Havamina that Agav is only going to work is a Havamina you can learn it out from Kicha Kicha. But Lemaskana, what do we learn from Kicha Kicha only?
Kesef.
Not Agav. So therefore, the Maskana Tais also hold the homework. You got to go right there. Yeah. You okay? Hold it. Thank you. Al Kopanim, the Gemara's Teretz is, says the Gemara, we're not talking about this Bechlal. This is all just a Havamina. According to Rashi, a ridiculous Havamina. According to Tais, maybe more substantial, but a Havamina. What's the case? We're talking about she's giving to him and he's kind of with Adam Chashuv. Now, in Adam Chashuv, we add a Machloikas, Rashi, and Ravid. Yaakov, what was Rashi's pshat in Adam Chashuv? What did we say? What does it mean to be Adam Chashuv? Someone doesn't take matanas. We weren't sure if that's an addition to Adam Chashuv or that is the definition of Adam Chashuv. But it is something that we could say is an object. It's objective. It is what it is. Mashaken, according to the Ravid, we said the Rush goes like the Ravid. What does it mean, Adam Chashuv? What does that mean? Someone who you think is chashiv, something that I think is chashiv, comes on the carbon Netanel and says, in our case, everyone's going to be Adam chashiv. Why? Because she's saying, I'd like to give this to you and be married, right? So everyone's Adam chashiv. Again, according to who? The Ravid. According to Rashi, this is not a problem. Why? Because Rashi says, who's Adam chashiv? Only someone doesn't accept matanas. So therefore, everyone's Adam Chashiv. So first of all, it's not Pashiv. Because you could say, listen, back in the day, women just married. They married people they didn't know. There was arranged marriages. There was Mechatez Adam Chashiv. Maybe that's not Adam Chashiv. But the Korban Asano says, no, which if she's giving him the money and says, I want you to take this, obviously, and obviously, this is an Adam Chashiv. What?
Still fit with Rashi. He could still say no, but she gets hana from the fact that she's marrying another chashuv.
Again?
She could offer to give it to him.
Right.
By him saying no, she'll be like, oh, he's talking another chashuv. And it could be the hana that she gets married with, so it could fit with Rashi.
No. What I'm saying is like this. So the Korban Asano says that any time a woman is going to give him a pruta, or maybe more than a pruta, whatever, a matana, every time it's going to be mekudeshes. According to Rashi, only if he's an Adam chashuv. according to the Ravid,
only the same kedushin.
The same kedushin. According to the Ravid, it'll always work. Because every time, for me, he's Adam Chashiv. Vaharaya, look, she's giving it to him, she's marrying him, that's Adam Chashiv. So what does the Rush mean? Says you have to know if he's Adam Chashiv or not. Says the Korban Asano, the Rush doesn't say it in our sugya. He doesn't say it here. He says it back on Dav Gimel Amid Beis. Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara says, what's the din of Nasnahi V'Amarhu? There, she's not saying she wants to be married to him. She's not saying you're a person that I like think is she's just giving you money. He's the one who's saying marriage. There, it's not clear as Adam Chashiv. Over here, she's saying, I'd like to marry you with this, take this money, be married to me. She's clear that she's showing that she's Chashiv to her. But the Rush doesn't say it here. The Rush says it on Dav Gimel Amid Beis, where she just gives it to him. And he says, you know what? We're going to be married with the fact that I took this gift from you, and I'm Chashiv. Who said? Over there, says the Rush, you have to know if he's Taka Adam Chashiv.
According to the Korban Asano, it's not necessarily true, because maybe she doesn't know how Kiyan works. Maybe she's doing this, and she doesn't know he's Adam Chashiv. Maybe she thinks how Kiddushin works.
No, but what he's saying is Lamaisa, she thinks he's an Adam. We know that she's machshav him. How do we know she's machshav him? Because she's marrying him.
every single lady thinks that the guy's under Chashim he's marrying.
So that might depend. That's what we're saying. Maybe depends on the culture. It could be that there are arranged marriages and she just thinks he's a Joe Smoke. Tavla mate of Tandum, mate of Armalu. You know, I want to be married, whoever. I don't care. Or the Korban HaSanal Vais Tachos in his culture, if a woman was marrying a man, that meant that she is Machshev him. Hope so. Okay. Thus it does. Comes along the Ran. The Ran Frecht. A great Kasha. Frecht around the following thing. Ready? When we deal with Chalipin, how do we do Chalipin? Now I'm talking about, there's two different types of Chalipin. We spoke about this before. There's Chalipin Shava B'Shava. There's Chalipin called Kinyan Sudar. Kinyan Sudar is the Samalic act of Chalipin. I would like to sell someone my hat. So I'll give him we'll do a Kinyan Sudar. It's like a symbolic act. And it'll be kind of the hat. Who does the Chalipin belong to? In my head, it makes sense. If I'm giving him the hat, he should give me the Sudar. Right? That would be Caleb Shel Koine. But it's a Machloikas. It's a Machloikas. According to Levi, it's actually Caleb Shel Makne. I want to sell you my hat. Take my Sudar. Take my Sudar. And according to Rav, it's Caleb Shel Koine. Says the Ran, they're both Shver. I'm going to have a kasha on both of them.
Does it mean who gets it at the end, or does it mean who's it has to be?
Who's it have to be? Who's apparently not. Apparently not. Who's Sudar? Here's my Sudar. Whose Sudar does it have to be? So
Taisvis was with the Chayzer.
Yeah, okay, right? They're going to have to discuss that. We'll see how this plays into the Ran. The Ran says, listen, I'm giving you my hat, I'm also giving you my Sudar. How does that work? The answer is, obviously, that the Kilo of the Makne. So now, I'm giving you this. So, you are having Hana.
Is it to be Kena anything? You need to have that in a Kenya?
Yeah, there has to be. You need a Gemara's Das. So the Gemara says, the way it works is with the Hana that. How am I being Makne to you? With Hana that I have. That you're taking it, I'm Makne you my hat. You're taking it. Right? So you're also taking my hat, giving you my hat, and I'm giving you my sudar. So what am I? What's my gemara's das? You took it, right? You took it from me. That's the shita of Levi. Ask the Ran, but he's not an adam. But it's only adam chashuv. I thought we said it's only adam chashuv. And you can't use the svar over here of the carbon asal. Everyone's an adam chashuv. That's only if I want to marry you, not if I want to sell you my hat. So, Levi seems to say, anyone that takes a matana from me, I am getting hana, and therefore I'm goyimero makne the hat. I thought it's only adam chashuv. That's Levi. Rav does the other way around. Rav says that you want to buy the hat, you give me the sudar, I'll give you the hat. It's an exchange. But why does Rav have to say it always has to be the Caleb of the Koine? What about by Adam Chashiv? Why can't I use my own? And I'll use by Hiano. That's the Ran's Kasha. Comes the Ran, says the Teretz. Says the Ran, let's get the questions again. The question on Levi was, Levi says, I want to sell you my hat, so I give you my Sudar, but how am I Makna to you? I'm giving and giving. Where am I getting? He says, I'm getting that that you're taking. But that's only Adam Chashev in Agamara. Agamara says, you're only getting by Adam Chashev. Says they're on the following thing. Only by Adam Chashev is it Shava Pruta. Only by Adam Chashev is the Hanah Shava Pruta. But does everyone always have Hanah? A eeny beeny amount of Hanah? For the fact that someone takes from them?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Does Chalipin need Shava Pruta? Who said that?
Well, that was the raya that.
Chalipin, it's Nayo Pachos Mishava Pruta. Isha Pachos Mishava Pruta, Makanya Nafsha. So for an Isha to be Koine, an Isha, what do we need? Who has to be the one receiving? Adam Chashiv in order to make it into a Pruta. But for Chalipin, anyone receiving is going
to
work.
So why does this case work according to Leisure?
Why is what case?
Okay, so.
Only by Adam Chashiv.
It's true, but it's, it looks like Chalipin, though, no?
What?
It looks like Chalipin. According to how you do Chalipin, it looks like Chalipin. It's like zero, no?
It doesn't. Why does it look like Chalipin?
She's, how he does Chalipin is.
I hear. I guess we're not worried for that. Because over here it's not. Matanas Lachzer. It's similar. Yeah. That's kind of like his answer for Rav. He says according to Rav, why doesn't it ever work Adam Chashev? He says because over here it's Matanas Lachzer. When is Adam Chashev called? Let's be real. When is it called that I actually get? I know someone took something from me. If he takes it and he keeps it, someone takes it and throws it in the garbage. Someone takes it and gives it back. That's not Adam Chashev. So over here, there's no Adam Chashev. This is the pshat of the Ram. Okay. Comes along Rabbi Yashiv. It says, Rabbi Yashiv, Lefize, what's going to be the din? If someone borrows money, can you then give him a matana? He borrowed money and you're also giving him a matana. Aside from borrowing the money, you're giving him a matana. If the person that borrowed the money is Adam Chashev, so then you're getting kickbacks. You're getting Hana. It's Ribbis. It's Ribbis. Not only that, that's what the Shelis Yaivitz says. It says, not only that, is it going to be Ribbis al the Shelis Yaivitz, but says the Gilgulein HaShas, even if he's not Adam Chashev. Because according to what we just said, the Ran holds that anytime anyone takes a matana, what do I have? I have Hana. Even less than Sharaputas Ribbis, Midrabanan. I can't even say, according to some, I can't even say thank you. It's Ribbis. Anything I do, it's Ribbis. What?
What's that do with Matana? Just stump. The fact that he's Adam Pasha, you're getting Hana. Why is that you're also giving him
money? So we asked yesterday a question. Can you ever lend an Adam Chashev money? Because you have Hana, because you're lending him money. Is that what you mean to ask? That's what we asked yesterday. Can I ever lend Reb Chaim Kinevsky money? And then you shouldn't be able to lend anyone money, because anyone I have Hana that he put. Yeah, but that might not be a problem. Because we said it's only Matanas Lachzer, that maybe Matanas Lachzer there's no Hana. Even by Adam Chashev it could be there's no Hana.
So what's the kesher between the matana and the halva? If you're not getting any
from the halva, maybe you don't get any hana because matana is lahachser. Right, so, but you get hana from matana. I'm giving you a matana.
So I'm not giving matana. There's no ribbis on a matana.
No, there. Look, because okay. I'm getting hana.
Or is that through the halva?
I'm giving him a matana. I'm giving him a matana, and I'm getting even if it's two separate things. Following
the same person, I'm lending money to.
Let's get this straight, Rabbi Isai. Let's say I lend money to Chaim David Pereira. Is he now allowed to give me something 2 days later? I lent him money just because here's a watch because I love you, Rebbe. No, that's Ribbis. What? Ribbis Nirabana, not Ribbis Diraisa. Different types of what?
Different hanas. Different types of
hanas. Yeah.
So we hear you don't ever pay for this type of hanas.
Okay, so we'll see. About good. I have to know if you need to have value to hanas for ribbis, but I don't know if you need value. We said
even. Think it's a real thing.
Yeah, you have to see. The place can talk about it. It's definitely spoken about.
It's not to give him a ton of.
Again, if someone borrowed money from you, so now at the end, at the same time as him borrowing money, I'm going to get a kickback. It's not for that. It's just because I think you're a great guy. Why do you think I'm a great guy? Because I lent you money. Let's be honest. So that's going to be ribbis. So Frechti says the Yaivitz la'alacha. If you lend someone money, you cannot also have him come over to eat. You can, and not only, and the Yaivitz says Adam Chashev comes along. The Gilead Shasim is not Adam Chashev. Anyone, you can't have him come over to eat. Why not? Because it's Ribbis.
But the guy who borrowed the money cannot have the guy that lent the money already.
What was that?
The guy who lent the money.
He gets
enough and giving
you
something. No, also the guy who borrowed.
Can't go either way. Neither one can. For sure, the one who borrowed the money can't give the one who lent Matana, because that's for sure Ribbis, because I gave Matana. But even the one who lent the money, because I have Hana with the fact. Yeah. I always say.
What about?
No, as long as you bent the money. Once you pay up the chayv, it's over.
but after he's paid back, and if you really saved him from
it doesn't make problem, after you pay back, it's not a problem.
So they'll pay him back, and 3 days later, then they'll give him something.
You can do that.
What about the guy?
So why can't you say thank you?
Because it's b'shas ma'isa. B'shas the piroyan. Yeah, 2 weeks, 2 days later, you could say thank you.
Is there a problem with the guy that's lending the money to also give him matana?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm lending you money, and I'm also getting a kickback in the fact that you're taking my matana. Makes me feel good.
Why can't it be a separate thing?
Makes me feel good.
Well, what does one transact? What does one have to do?
The value of the matana?
But
he's
okay, so that we'll see. We'll see. This is what the Yavit says.
That's ribbon for being halva, getting back more. But over here, I'm giving you halva, and I'm not getting back more.
Sure I am.
My tana, I'm
sure I am. I'm
different things.
It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have to be. It has to be simultaneous. Midrabanan, anything simultaneous is good enough. If I didn't get my halva back, then if I'm gaining from you afterwards, it's going to be considered ribbon.
Thank you. Nobody say thank you. Both getting another. They both can't.
No, no, maybe. Well, it's not clear that you can't say thank you, but there's a discussion in the place.
I'll call upon
her,
voice
side. If I gave somebody a matana, can give me back more?
Yeah, that's because not alva. Matas af is not alva.
So I can always make like a loan like this.
Maybe. It's matas af, so it's not alva. Maybe.
What did you say? Like I said, the loan itself has another.
The loan, it's, yeah, so that's only because maybe it's on Matanas Lahachsim, it's not called Hana, Matanas Lahachsim. That's what the Ran says. But please, I have a similar question. Let's say I lent someone $1 million. I lent someone $1 million. And he's having a hard time paying it back. It just happens. There's a Rosh Hashiva that I know. He borrowed $1 million from a Gvir in America. The Rosh Hashiva's having a hard time paying it back. He's having a rough time. It's happening right now. Can the Rosh Hashiva say, listen, I'll give you back $800,000. The other $200,000? Gift. Let's say this Gvir says, gift. Gift you $200,000. Should be Ribbis. I don't know how. I'm paying you back $800,000. It should be Ribbis. Okay, but I'm paying back the other loan. The Shasmai, so I'm paying back the loan. I'm getting a gift.
Who's getting it?
So just borrow another $200,000.
The gear is, I gave you, $200
gift.
And it doesn't make a difference though. Because that's the Yavitz didn't say that. The Yavitz said, you cannot take gifts. The Yavitz didn't say how much it's worth. According to the Yavitz, it's going to be awesome. Hold on a second. Comes Rabbi Yashiv and says, no. I disagree with the Yavitz. I disagree with the Gilyane Ashas. I disagree with everyone. This is what happens if that person's giving a gift of $1 million. How much hana does he have, really? That someone took $1 million from him. $10 hana, $50 hana, $100 hana. Let's try to see who got and who gave over here. Let's be real. Ribbis has to be, says Rebbe Yashiv, that the person got more. I didn't get more, he gave me more. I borrowed $1 million. I also got a gift. And I gave him a bissel of hana, it was a geschmack. But when it comes to ribbis, it's a question of, you have to add up and see the bottom line. Did I give more or get more? Says Rabbi Yashiv, that's not called ribbis. So therefore, for example, in the case of this Rosh Hashiva and the Gvir. The Gvir lent him $1 million. He says, okay, I'll pay back $800,000. I'm gifting you $200,000. Makes me feel good, right? But how much did I get out of that? How much did the Gvir get out of that? $100. You can walk around and say, hey, I gave him $200,000. But you lost $200,000. You came out on the losing end, not the gaining end. You can't call that ribbis. I walked away with less money than I started. I didn't walk away. It's not more money.
On the schar side, he came out a lot more.
So schar is clearly not ribbis. For some reason, Yaki says a different question. Why is it any time I lend someone money, it should always be ribbis? I get schar, says Yaakov Weinstein. Why is that not ribbis?
It's money.
That's the loan. Ribbis is something. It's something over and above the loan. I didn't get anything extra. The schar is the loan. But over here, I want to be meichel. So therefore, it's something above the loan. That's not called... Ribbis is I got more. Did I walk out with more or less from this loan? Did I walk out with more or less money?
It's not ribbis.
Less money. That's not ribbis. Says Rabbi Yashiv, it's not ribbis. Let me explain to you. Rabbi Yashiv is arguing with kadmainim. These are not lightweights.
According
to Rabbi Yashiv, you can lend someone money and you cannot receive a gift. Can you receive a gift you lend someone money? No. Can you Can you give him a gift? Yes. It's going to be another nafkamina. According to the Chassid Yavitz, let's say I lend someone money, I can't have him over for a meal.
After how long?
I can't have him over for a meal. We saw in the Gemara, having someone over for a meal is hanah.
After
I can't have him over for a meal. As long as he owes me the money, I can't have him over for a meal.
Once he pays back, then it's fine.
Once he pays back, it's fine. But as long as he owes me the money, I can't have him for a meal.
Who said that the Hanukkah?
Chassid Yavitz. It's going to be Ribbis. Chassid Yavitz only is Adam Chashev. But according to the Nesh Hashim, he's not Adam Chashev. Any person that's Makabal, I have Hanukkah.
It's a very fundamental machlik, is how we look up Ribbis.
Yeah, major machloikas. So,
Who said that the $20,000 that the gvir is being meichel, the hanoh he gets, what does that have to do with each other? He's being meichel $20,000, and that's okay, but he's also getting hanoh.
That might be the pshat in the chavs yaivitz, why he argues on this. Yeah. Could be. Or, but lamaisa, you look at the whole thing. Versus pile everything together. Did I make money on this deal? Did I lose money on this deal? Well, he's trying to decompartmentalize and says, look, I made money here, I lost money over there, and therefore it's called ribis. Ribis says, no, look. I lent money. Did I get back more or less? You got back a lot less. I gave him a ton of, I was Michael Lechoy, I got back a little, you know, a teeny, it's not called Ribbis. It's Rabbi Yasha. That's the Machlekes. I'll call upon him. Rabbi says, continue the following thing. Shulchan Aruch Mogen Avraham gave out in the Sefer Biurim Ha'aretz, which is Rav Konoblevich. The halacha is, you make a toivah ametiv when a person gets something that's like, he feels like he got something substantial, something of substance, you make a bracha. Baruch HaToiv VaAmeitiv. It's nifsak in halacha that a person makes a Baruch HaToiv VaAmeitiv only if he receives something that is good for him and for others. Toiv VaAmeitiv. That's to be good for him and for others, not just for him. Something that's good just for him is not good. It has to be Toiv VaAmeitiv. It has to be also not just for the Mevarech, but also for other people. It has to be good. Okay. So therefore, a person, and it says the Shulchan Aruch, a person can make a bracha of a toivah metiv on a matana. I received a matana. Where's the, who's, who else is that good for? I received a matana. Who else is it good for? Person who gave it. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says for the person who gave it. The person, he says the following thing. If the person who received the matana was an ani, the person who gave it, why does he, what did he benefit? What? What the person that, if the person that received it is an ani, why the person who gave it, what gave it, what did he benefit? Got schar. And if the person that received the matan is an ashir, so what did he gain by giving it to him?
Pride.
It's like Adam Chashev. Yes, or whatever. Yes, the Magen Avraham. Whoa. I thought you said only Adam Chashev. Why are you saying any person that's an usher? So you said only Adam Chashev. Says the Goyin, maybe usher is Adam Chashev. According to Rashi, what's Adam Chashev? Doesn't take any rich person? But any rich person?
No.
No, only person doesn't take gifts. So according to Rashi, it's going to be Tzrik Shver. What does that mean? How could you make a bracha? Just because he's rich doesn't mean he's an Adam Chashev.
Yeah, but what about the...
You can't argue on the fact right. That there was
Hanok. Okay, it's an Anakonami. Only a person who is not Ragil to take Matanas. You can't say, can anyone that's rich is an Adam Chashev?
Well, you can't take out the fact that the person who gave received Hanok no matter
who. Well, our Gemara says the Hanok is only on Adam Chashev.
In our case.
Zokt Avi Shipper and the Ktois Achoishen. Maybe over here there is Hano. Why is there Hano? Because the Ran said you have Hano even if he's not Adam Chashev. What's the Hano? What's the Hano? The fact that he took. So there's Epis Hano by everyone.
Gemara says clearly that to give a rich person is
Rashi's not being chilek on this.
And a chanami, I would say, we're coming to answer. The guy says that you make a bracha toiv ametiv in any person. He said, how do you make a bracha on any person? We said, because it's considered to be, you get hana. But Agamar says, only on Adam Chashev. He's anyone that can't on us. You can't get hana from anyone. Says the Ktois, you get hana from anyone. The Ran says, you get hana from anyone. The only reason, the only time that it's a Shava Pruta is going to be if it's Adam Chashev. But everyone, you really get hana. Oh, that's the shayla. Can you make a bracha on hanav pachas mishavah pruta? This is the shayla. Can you make a bracha on hanav pachas mishavah pruta? So the chacht is the pshat like this. You ready? Shachtas b'shatz, maybe like this. Let's go back to one of the other shahs that we asked. Maybe what the Ran means is not a Shabbat Prut is as follows. What does the Ran mean by that? Does it mean it's not a Shabbat Prut to me? Or does it mean that it's not something that we can in the market give it a value of Shabbat Prut? I'll give you an example. I have a picture of my family. How much would I pay for the picture of my family? It's a nice picture.
$1 million.
$10. How much would you pay for a picture? Not you. How much would a random person pay for a picture of my family?
50 cents.
50 cents? Yesh lachkor. Someone rips up a picture of my family. How much does he have to pay?
That's its sentimental value doesn't have value.
Two stamps.
What? It's not two stamps. It's similar hack, but it's not two stamps. This is. I have a letter for my great great grandfather. It's very precious to me. To you, worth nothing. How much? If someone rips up the letter, how much does he have to pay? I think nothing. There's no market value. Now, to be clear, someone rips up a letter of Reb Chaim Brisker. How much is, I don't know. Well, let's take it better. Someone rips up a letter from Remotcha Gifter. How much are people in Chicago going to pay? Tells, or Cleveland. Tells. They get all excited about Tells. Yeah, someone from Eretz Yisrael or Motcha Gifter. Oh, okay, I don't know. Nice. But there is a market. There's a market for manuscripts. But my great grandfather has no market.
There's a market in Rebbe's family.
So you have to know what's called a market. Maybe in my family that's enough to make it a market. What would be a market?
Oh, but you see that sentimental meaning.
The only reason why.
Is that a letter from somebody? Anybody? But if it's someone,
people. So maybe it has no market value.
Isn't that called kiso? You're not really ripping up when you sing. You're only ripping up a 50-cent picture. You're
okay, enochanami. So my point is like this: there are things that have a lot of value to me and have no value to the street. So maybe what the Ran is saying is follows. Adam Chashiv is called its market value. It's a marketable thing. For everyone, this is considered to be Chashiv. Random guy, for me, it's Chashiv. And it's enough. I know I can make a bracha on it, maybe. But it's not Shavah Pruta. I'm answering Yechiel's question. Yechiel said, what do you mean? It's not a Shavah Pruta. How can you make a bracha on it? The answer is, it doesn't mean that it doesn't have a lot of hana to me. It just means that it has no market value. He's a random guy. Maybe for me, I obviously want to give him the matana. So for me, it feels very good that he took it. It's okay. Now, boys, we have to finish. There's a little bit more here. Like this. The Gemara continues, says the Gemara. Itmar nami mishmei derava v'chein le'inyin memoina. Itmar nami mishmei derava v'chein le'inyin memoina. Also benagei to mammon. What does that mean? Just like we handled our sugyas benagei to kedushin. V'chein le'inyin memoina. By money also it's like that, says Rashi. V'chein le'inyin memoina. Hanach shmeitza derava. The Yalfina Kiddushin Midin Arif, Umidin Evid Kanani, Kainlin Yimemoina, Machal Sod of Armor Latena Kesav Laplaini, Visade Machurlacha, Boy Kana Midin Evid, Midin Arif, Halach Mana Vite Sodcha Machur Laplaini, Kana Isa Plaini Midin Evid, Emidin Evid, Tain Mana Laplaini Vitikna Loi, Sadi Loi, Kana Midin Shneim. Rashi says there's three cases here that all of them are not only true by Kedushin, also benegeya to Mammon. What are the three cases? Mekudesh is Midin. Arev, Mekudesh is Midin. Eved, Mekudesh is Midin. Shnehem. Rashi does not say it's also true benegeya to Adam Chashev. Well, Agav was out, but Adam Chashev. The Goinim, Rishonim bring down the Goinim, say it's also true benegeya to Adam Chashev. Why does Rashi leave that out? V'chein l'inyin memoina seems to be all the way at the bottom of the... It sounds like we're going back on everything that we said up until now. V'chein l'inyin memoina. Why does Rashi leave it out? So one pshat, the Rishonim say the Rashba and the Ramban is, who was the one that cleared the Shaila of Adam Chashev? Rava. And now, who's the one saying V'chein le'inyin memoina? Rava. Rava's not going to say V'chein le'inyin memoina about Adam Chashev if he doesn't know what the din is for Adam Chashev. He's not sure Adam Chashev by Kedushin works. I can say it also works for Mamoin. But says the Rishonim, Rashi would hold that we, that Paskin, that it does work for Adam Chashev, works for Kedushin. What are we going to say for Mamoina? Works also.
Of course, Adam Chashev works, but Ishu had a kasha because the Ishu is not really getting
no,
it. No.
And some Rishonim say, Rashi holds it doesn't work for Adam Chashev. Does not work for Mamoina. We have to see why. And then we have Shita Sarambam. I really wanted to do it today, but we're out of time. The Rambam Shita is that V'chein Le'inyim Mamoina is only going on Arif, not on Eved Kanani. What's the pshat in that? Beis Hashem, Belina, there and more. Tomorrow.